Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Lieutenant Roger McCourt from the Salvation Army in Eureka with today's community comment. Merry Christmas to you! Yet, even as I say that, I know it can be hard for some to believe that they have any cause for happiness. As my old friend Scrooge once said to his nephew, Merry Christmas! What right do you have to be merry? What reason do you have to be merry? Followed shortly thereafter with his usual, Bah! Humbug! While Scrooge and I share some views on the season, this is not one of them. Christmas, at its heart, is a day of celebrating the many joys which have been part of our life. Let me share with you something that has been part of my personal Christmas celebration each year since I was young. Growing up, I had an idyllic childhood. I would even say that it would have been difficult to have had a better one. We lived near much of our extended family, which led to holiday celebrations in a warm house filled with lots of relatives who cared for one another and shared food and laughter and fellowship together. Christmases were very happy events. Mornings were filled with my parents and sisters, opening stockings, sharing a home-cooked breakfast, and unwrapping the gifts under our tree. Later in the day, we would gather at one grandmother's house or another for a true Christmas feast, and more gifts and good spirits. We weren't wealthy, but our world was filled with love. And at the time, I thought this was just the way it was for everyone. But then we moved. When I was 14 in November, a transfer took my family away from the home and close relations, and when Christmas came, I was miserable. Oh, my immediate family celebrations were the same as always, but I missed the friends and the relatives and the big events that we always had. That quiet holiday afternoon, I found myself sitting on a bed reflecting on what wasn't happening. That's when it occurred to me that I was blessed. Maybe I wasn't going to have the big party or get some of the extra presents, but that didn't mean that I didn't still have those people in my life who loved and cared for me. I did. Then I started thinking about the other ways that joy had found to creep into my life in spite of the trials of recent weeks. I started thinking back, remembering all the things which had given my soul a lift over the year. By the time I was done, I had recalled over 100 experiences, and more kept suggesting themselves to me as I went on. Beginning then, every Christmas, I seek out a few minutes for this kind of holiday mindfulness. I step away from whatever's going on and spend about 10 minutes in thought, allowing the little joys of life to bubble to the surface of my memory one by one, beginning with the fact that I'm alive. Struggle is a part of life, but so is joy. They may not always be in balance, but let me encourage you to have a little holiday mindfulness of your own. If you start counting your blessings, a good friend, a kind word from a stranger, a place to spend the night out of the cold, you'll soon find that you have more than you can easily count. It is the threads of these small joys knit together that make up a Merry Christmas for any one of us, and I hope you'll find that you have far more to celebrate than you ever realized. God bless us, everyone. This has been Lieutenant Roger McCourt with today's KINS Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.